come on down to our old shed. Cutting, scraping sounds run on through your head, but if you go on down there, you'll be awfully glad you did. 'Cause the happy Maya music maker sings songs till day is dead. Live your day for what it's worth, that's what old Maya say. But with his second breath he'll say, yesterday, live for tomorrow is a habit we learn with no delay. Please come with me and sing my song till the breaking of the day. He sings us songs the folks all know, so they can keep in style. All he asks is you listen to his other songs and smile. One of these songs is worth a day if it is. Sitting on your thinking caps, you make life something to fear. Please come on down to our old shed. Cutting, scraping sounds run on through your head, but if you
Michael Cooney. Yeah!
Tis advertised in Boston, New York, and Buffalo. 100 hearty sailors wailing for to go, singing, blow ye winds in the morning, blow ye winds high ho, haul away your running gear and blow, boys, blow. Once upon a time, a long time ago, there was a little boy named Sam. Sam came from a poor family. They never had very much to eat. As a matter of fact, about all they ever had to eat was mush. They had mush for breakfast and mush for lunch and mush for supper, and Sam got really tired of mush, but he was a very tolerant boy. One day he was in an especially jovial mood. He came downstairs, and in the morning he ran up to his ma. He said, "Hey, Ma, what's for breakfast?" She said, "Oh, you know what it is, Sam. It's mush." He said, "Oh, I can't stand it. I'm getting out of here." He ran out of the house, ran all the way down the block, and across the street, and all the way across town, all the way down to the docks, down to the harbor, down to where all the water was and everything, and he was looking at everything there was to look at, and after a while he came upon a great big ship with all kinds of sails on it. He went over to an old sailor sitting on a piling, whittling on a piece of wood. He said, "Hey, what are those guys doing on that ship over there?" And the old sailor said, "Well, they're fixing to ship out to sea." He says, "What are they going to do when they get out to sea?" And the old sailor says, "They're going to catch whales. They tell you of the clipper ships are running in and out. Say you'll take 500 whales before you're 6 months out. Singing, blow ye winds in the morning, blow ye winds, hi-ho. All the way you're running gear and blow, boys, blow." You can sing that if you want. Sam says, "Gee, do you suppose I could ship out with all those guys?" And the old sailor says, "Well, you're kind of small, aren't you?" And Sam says, "Yeah, but I'd work awfully hard, honest I would. I'd scrub the floors or do the dishes or make the beds or wash the windows or anything." And the old sailor says, "Well, they could use an extra cabin boy, but you'd have to ask the captain. He's the guy up there with all the fancy clothes on." Sam runs right up on deck, runs right up to the captain. He says, "Hey, can I ship out with all you guys?" And the captain says, "You're kind of small, aren't you?" Sam says, "Yeah, but I'd work awfully hard, honest I would. I'd shine your shoes or do the dishes or make the beds or scrub the floors or anything." And the captain says, "Well, we could use an extra cabin boy, but you'd have to ask your ma." Sam runs all the way home, runs right up to his ma. He says, "Hey, ma, pack my toothbrush, my pajamas, my extra comics I'm shipping off to sea." And his ma, she packed his toothbrush and his pajamas and comics and fixed him a lunch and said, "Now, you be careful," and Sam shipped off. They send you to New Bedford town, a famous whaling port. They give you to some land sharks to board and fit you out. Singing, blow ye winds in the morning, blow ye winds, hi-ho. All the way you're running gear and blow, boys, blow. Well, Sam had a great time out at sea. Oops, I've left out a verse. I want to sing it too. After they left New Bedford, they went out past Buzzard's Bay and out past Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket Island, and now we're out to sea, my boys. The wind comes on to blow, and half the watch is sick on deck, the other half below. Singing, blow ye winds in the morning, blow ye winds, hi-ho. All the way you're running gear, and blow, boys, blow. Well, Sam had a great time out at sea. They let him scrub the decks and polish brass and shine the captain's shoes and do the dishes and make the beds and do the laundry. And when they were pumping bilges, Sam was helping pump bilges. And when they were running sails up and down, Sam was helping run sails up and down. They kept him very busy. And one day he was running off to do something, and I can't remember what it was, but he was running across the deck. And he was just running along, and all of a sudden he stopped, and he looked up, and there was a guy standing almost on top of the mast. And he went over to the first mate, with whom he was upon pretty good terms by then, and he said, "Hey, what's that guy doing on top of the mast?" And the old sailor, or the first mate, says, "He's watching for whales. The captain's on the after deck, a-squinting at the sails. Up above the lookout spots a mighty school of whales, singing, blow ye winds in the morning, blow ye winds, hi-ho. All the way you're running gear, and blow, boys, blow." Well, Sam thought that was a pretty funny place to watch for whales from. He hoped he'd never have to do it himself. He scrubbed more decks and polished more brass and shined more shoes and did more dishes, made more beds and did more laundry and pumped more bilges and ran more sails up and down. And then one day he didn't have anything to do and he was standing on deck kind of watching everybody else do things. And the first mate came over to him and said, "Hey, Sam, how'd you like to go watch for whales?" And Sam says, "Up there?" And the first mate says, "Yeah." Sam says, "Can I watch from down here?" And the first mate says, "No, you can see a lot farther from up there." And Sam said, "Well, I could stand on a chair." And the first mate says, "No, Sam, it's traditional that you watch for whales from up there." And Sam said, "You know, I haven't shined the captain's shoes since yesterday afternoon." The first mate says, "Sam, it's time for you to watch for whales." And Sam said, "Oh, if you say so, I guess I have to." And he packed himself a lunch and went over to the lines and started to climb. And, you know, it's a long way up there. Sam climbed and climbed and climbed, and he thought he'd gone a long way after a while, and he looked down. It sure was a long way down, but he had a lot farther to go up, and he kept climbing and finally got up past the first yard arm. After a long time, he got up past the second yard arm, and after a long, long time, he got up past the third yard arm, all the way up to the very top of the mast. He just stood there looking down. he saw was water. After a while, the first mate looked up. Hollered up at him. Hey, Sam! Watch for whales. Sam looked up and started watching for whales. He looked all over and he didn't see any whales at all. He stood up there all morning watching for whales and he didn't see one single whale. And the sun got higher and higher. Finally got up right even with the top of the mast. Sam ate his lunch. Sam stood up there all afternoon and watched for whales. He didn't see one single whale. He looked everywhere. Didn't see any whales at all. All afternoon. Until about 3:35. All of a sudden, he sees a whale. He hollers out, "There she blows!" And the captain hollers back, "Where?" 3 points off the starboard bow! Lower down the boats, my boys, and after him we'll travel. But if you get too near his tail, he'll kick you to the devil. Singing, blow ye winds in the morning, blow ye winds, I hope. And they let him spot whales anytime he wanted to, when he wasn't scrubbing decks or polishing brass or shining shoes or doing dishes or making beds or doing laundry or pumping bilges or running sails up and down. When they began to catch a lot of whales, Sam was helping cut the whales into blubber and boiling the blubber into oil and stowing the oil below in barrels. One day, after they'd spotted a very small whale, everybody was getting ready to go catch it. The first mate came running by and he said, "You know, Sam, you've been such a good whale spotter that we thought if you wanted to go out and sit in the front of the boat and watch us catch this whale, it's not very dangerous, a very small whale." And the captain said it's all right with him, and Sam was overjoyed. He jumped in the front of the boat and they rowed way out there, and it was a kind of a dull day and there wasn't much wind, so they had to row a long way to get to where the whale was. Finally, they got so far away from the ship that the first mate leaned over and said, "Hey, you know, it's a very small whale. It's not very dangerous and the captain can't see out this far. Why don't you throw the harpoon?" So Sam got up in the front of the boat with a harpoon and threw it, caught himself a whale. "And now that she is ours, my boys, we'll bring her alongside and over with our blubber hooks and rob her of her hide. Singing, blow ye winds in the morning, blow ye winds high. They didn't go out for a few days or a couple of weeks even, or even a couple of months. Their seasons were years long, and a couple of years went by, and pretty soon a couple of more years went by, and some of the boys were getting a little tired of whaling. And one day the captain came walking by, and some of the boys said, "Hey, don't you think it's time to go home?" And the captain said, "No, we got to catch 2 or 3 more whales yet." And they said, "2 or 3 more whales don't make any difference, and we're getting tired of whales. Whales, whale steaks and whale soup and whale pancakes and whale salad and whale pie and whale cupcakes and whale jello, whale pudding." And the captain said, "Well, I'm the captain. I think we got to catch 2 or 3 more whales yet." Well, they grumbled and mumbled, and they talked about it, and they talked about it. And pretty soon, one day, the whole crew went up to the captain. They said, "We talked it over. We decided if you don't want to go home now, we are never going to go sailing with you anymore." And the captain said, "You mean I have to?" And they said, "Yep." And he said, "Can't we catch 1 more whale?" And they said, "Nope." And he said, "Well, if all you guys say so, I guess I have to." When we get home, our ship made fast, and we get through our sailing, a brimming glass around we'll pass, and damn this blubber whale, and singing, "Blow ye winds in the morning, blow ye winds high, oh, all the way your running gear, and blow, boys, blow." Well, they got home, and the captain sold all of his whale oil and his amber gifts and everything else he had to sell, and he was standing on deck paying off the sailors. He had a big bag of silver dollars. He was giving everybody 100 silver dollars. He finally got down to Sam. He said, "Well, Sam, here's your silver dollar." Sam said, "What do you mean, one silver dollar?" And the captain said, "That's what you get first trip out." Sam said, "I scrubbed the decks and polished brass and shined your shoes and did the dishes and made the beds and did the laundry and pumped the bilges and ran the sails up and down and spot the whales and caught the whales and cut the whales into blubber and boiled the blubber into oil and stove blowing the barrels like everybody else." And the captain said, "You are learning all of those things and you get more next time. You are an apprentice this time." Sam said, "Hey, Joe! Hey, Pete, he only paid me one silver dollar." And they all came back. They went up to the captain. They said, "Listen, if you want us to go sailing with you anymore, you better pay him what you pay us." And the captain said, "Oh, if all you guys say so, I guess I'll." Hey, Sam, 100 silver dollars. Sam ran all the way home and gave the money to his ma. And that night, his ma bought out the corner store, and they had the biggest meal that Sam had ever eaten. They had almost everything there was to eat. They had steak, and they had chicken, and they had turkey, and they had ham, and they had roast beef, and they had hot dogs, and hamburgers, and French fries, and raviolis, and tamales, and spaghetti, and tacos, and veal parmesan, and eggplant parmesan, and they had boiled potatoes, and they had string beans, and black-eyed peas, and frozen peas, and they had avocado salad, and they had watermelon, and they had baby lima beans, and corn on the cob, and mashed potatoes and gravy, and Diet Right, and 7-Up, and cake, chocolate cake, and they had chocolate cream pie, and banana cream pie, and they had apple pie, though, and they had cherry pie, and blueberry pie, and ice cream, and Sam had everything but fish. Sam ate, and ate, and ate, and then he ate some more, and after that he ate a little more, and then he ate some more, and then he ate some more. And then he ate some more, and then he ate some more, and then he thought about it, and then he ate some more, and then he sat back and looked at the table, and then he ate some more, and then he ate some more, and he would have eaten even more after that, but he couldn't reach the table anymore. His ma, she came over and said, "You've had enough, Sam." She rolled him off his chair. She rolled him into the bedroom, and she rolled him into bed. And she tried to cover him up with the blankets. Did the best she could. Sam was comfortable, though. Went right off to sleep. He had a nice dream about all the things he'd done, and all the places he'd been, and all the nice people he'd met, and decided he'd have to do it again sometime. 'Tis advertised in Boston, New York, and Buffalo, 100 hearty sailors are whaling for to go, singing blowy winds in the morning, blowy winds, I-O, all the way you're running gear and blow, boys, blow. Thank you. We'll be right back.
right, you Susan girl. Dulcet, all right, you Susan girl. All the way around, Susan girl. And dulcet, all left, you Susan girl. Dulcet, all left, you Susan girl. Dulcet, all left, you Susan girl. All the way around, Susan girl. Around and around, Susan girl.
Thoughts as she runs down to the mines on hearing the news. Most mining songs tell, most disaster songs tell sort of chronologically what happened, and this is just a song about feelings of people. Did you see him going? It was early this morning. He passed all these houses on his way to the coal. He was tall, he was slender, and his dark eyes so tender. His occupation was mining, West Virginia, his home. It was just before 12 I was feeding the children. Then Mosley came running to bring us the news. Number 8 is all flooded, many men are in danger. And we don't know their number, but we fear they're all doomed. So I picked up the baby and I left all the others to comfort each other and pray for our own. There is Timmy, 14, and there's John, not much younger. Their own time soon will be coming to go down the black hole. Oh, if I had the money to do more than just feed them, I'd give them good learning, the best could be found. Then when they grow up, they'd be checkers and weighers and not spend their time drilling in the dark underground. Now what can I tell to his poor little children? Or what can I tell his old mother at home? Or what can I tell to my heart that's clear broken? To my heart that's clear broken if my darling is gone. Say, did you see him going? It was early this morning. He walked by your houses on his way to the coal. He was tall, he was slender, and his dark eyes so tender. His occupation was mining, West Virginia, his home.
Anyway, I'd like to do you a song which was written 400 years ago by a man named John Dowland. And he was in London, England at the time when he wrote it, and they were having some bad political problems. And he entitled this Pavan, it's called. It's a slow four dance, or kind of a two-step. a sad pavane for these distracted times. And I think it's kind of ironic. The first time I heard it was just shortly after President Kennedy was killed, and I've kind of been thinking about it all this year. Times are still distracted.
Thank you.
like a sleepy golden stone. Many loves before us, I know that we are not new. In city and in forest, they smile like me and you. Now it's come to distances, and both of us must try. Your eyes are soft with sorrow, hey, that's no way to say goodbye. I'm not looking for another, as I wander in my time. Walk me to the corner, our steps will always rhyme. I know my love goes with you, as your love stays with me. It's just the way changes, like the shoreline and the sea. Let's not talk of love or change or things we can't untie. Your eyes are soft with sorrow, hey, that's no way to say goodbye. I loved you in the morning, your kisses deep and warm, your hair upon the pillow like a sleepy golden stone. Many that's no way to say goodbye.
But a song we sing, fear's the way we die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the dove is no why. So come on, people, let's get together, smile on your brother and loved one. this will surely pass. When the one who left us here returns for us at last, people, we are but a moment's sunlight fading on the grass. So come on, people, let's get together now. Smile on your brother and love one another. You hold the key to love or fear, all in your trembling hand. People, one key unlocks them both, you see, it's at your command.
Turn it up to the threshold of pain, John.
Thank you. I've got a bird that whistles, and I've got a bird that sings. Even though my birdie hasn't got no wings, and I've got a dog that walks me up and down my street. Even though my doggie hasn't got no feet, and I've got a land that feeds me when I work and toil. Even though my land hasn't got no soil, and I've got a sun that warms me all the time. Even though my sun never, never shines, and I've got a breeze that pulls me with a single breath. Even though my breeze cools just like the death, and I've got a life that loves me, it mends when I'm apart. Even though my life hasn't got no heart, so I've got a bird that whistles, and I've got a bird that sings. Even though my birdie hasn't got no wings,
thank you. Say about this song? It maybe will commemorate songs or something. This will be in commemoration of two weddings, Marty's and mine. And I just wanted to say this. Starting now, if you've a life to give, please won't you use it? Starting now, if you've a love to give, please don't you lose it. And if you hold the wine, take it now while it's sweet and fine. Say today, this is mine, and please start now.
start now. If you are holding a hand, please don't let it go. Right now, if you are holding a child, please let it grow. And if you stir the fires, let the ashes remain. There's nothing there to regain. And please, start now. If you are holding the world, please let it go. Start now. If you are holding the time, please let it flow. Slipped by. Don't turn around and say goodbye. Say I will start now.
I just wanted to do one more short thing. I already said I got married. Maybe I should take my hat off now. Well, but I just briefly, I just want to tell you how I looked and how I found. Well, I guess the rest is to come. Briefly. I roamed the field and I saw that roses were never alone, so I passed them by. I could not see what I had been shown. I went on by, hoping to find what I'd never known. I just kept going by. All through the day and halfway to the sun, I did not know the sun might have shone where roses never grow, out on the hill where the wild berries run. Thank you.
la fina sarà me suga marti tot a talla batare suga venti tot a yamandot chilla fina regila fina a sarà me suga a sarà me su alla batare su yamandot su. Su lululu kumisar ke kesu un fegiri che lago di che su a su lululu kumisar ke kesu utte che su tamash ke kesu utte che su tamash ke kesu urtigu kyamali ke kesu anil ke kesu sikirum il fagorri ai linga sikirum Pagorri ai linga per affita e ago ai ago in a sel sud narke che singa narke che sing chi la fina sarà messuga marti tota talla batale suga venti tot yamandot chi la fina regi la fina Regi la fina a sarà messuga a sarà messu alla batare su e amando su. Pella gamigno cadolchi dolca la fea gomi Vendi tutta pella gamigno cadolchi dolca la fea gomi Musa da danda o ega cheo Musa da danda o ega cheo Catalla tartanna dalla tartanna Narche che singa Narche che singa Chi la fina sarà messo Marti tota talla batare suga vendi tota yamandot chi la fina sarà messuga marti tota talla batare su vendi tota yamandot chi la fina sarà messuga marti tota talla batare suga yamandot.
Thank you.
See my reflection in the water.
dance again. If today were not an endless highway, if tonight were not
of the denials that have become a bore. The facts are stacked in volumes and they overflow the floor. But it's come down from the Vatican, it's an ecumenical law, that they don't make Jews like Jesus anymore, more, more. They don't make Jews like Jesus anymore. We drove them from our country clubs, although they made a fuss. We had to, or they'd soon think that they were as good as us. But it's come down from the Vatican, it's an ecumenical law, that they don't make Jews like Jesus anymore, more, more. They don't make Jews like Jesus anymore. They tried to intermarry, but the priests are on our side. If you had a Jewish mother, you must take a Jewish bride. And it's come down from the Vatican, intermarriage will pervert. If you want to cross the line, you must convert, convert, convert. If you want to cross the line, you must convert. We know they've been responsible for every major war. Each time we tried to wipe them out, some bleeding heart got sore. Explaining our position wasn't really very hard. Our holy leaders got the word from God, God, God. Our holy leaders got the nod from God. So join us, anti-heathens of the only true belief, and show them that the only thing they'll get from us is grief. Cause it's come down from the Vatican, it's an ecumenical law, but they don't make Jews like Jesus anymore, more, more. They don't make Jews like Jesus anymore.
Thank you.
Thank you. Greenland Fisheries.
Sometimes don't stay in tune. She had a little pig, didn't eat much, cause it wasn't very big. Well, she kept this pig all in the barn. Kept the pig all in the barn. Kept the pig all in the barn. Cutest little thing on the farm. She fed this little pig on clover. Mm-hmm. She fed this little pig on clover. Mm-hmm. Fed the little pig on clover. It lay down and it died all over. Mm-hmm. The little old lady, she sobbed and sighed.
The little old woman, she sobbed and she sighed.
Mm-hmm. Little old woman, she sobbed and sighed. And then she too lay down and she died. Mm-hmm. The little old man, he died of the grief. Mm-hmm. Little old man, he died of the grief. Mm-hmm. Little old man, he died of the grief. Now wasn't that a sad relief?
That was the end of the 1, 2, 3. That was the end of the 1, 2, 3.
That was the end of the 1, 2, 3.
The man and the woman and the little piggy.
Now I know where all the shrieking from last year's record came from.
Right. We're going to have a whole lot of people.
It's called The Rolling Hills of the Border. We'll go through the chorus a couple of times first.
When I die, bury me low, where I can hear the bonny tweet flow. A sweeter place I never did know. The rolling hills of the border. Let's try that. When I die, bury me low, where I can hear the bonny tweed flow. A sweeter place I never did know, the rolling hills of the border. I've traveled far, wandered wide, seen the Hudson and the Clyde. I've courted by Loch Lomond's side, but I dearly love the border. When I die, bury me low, where I can hear the bonny tweed flow. A sweeter place I never did know, the rolling hills of the border. Well, do I have mind of the day, with my lassie strolled by the Tay, but all these beauties fade away among the hills of the border. When I die, bury me low, where I can hear the bonny tweed low. A sweeter place I never did know, the rolling hills of the border. There's a certain peace of mind, bonny lassies, there you'll find. Men so sturdy, yet so kind, among the hills of the border. When I die, bury me low, where I can hear the bonny tweed flow. A sweeter place I never did know, the rolling hills of the border. Traveled far, wandered wide, seen the Hudson and the Clyde. I've courted by Loch Lomond's side, but I dearly love the border. When I die, bury me low, where I
Well, say something.
Songs and things like that. Bright morning stars.
Bright morning stars are rising. Bright morning stars are rising. Bright morning stars are rising.
Stuff.
his saddle and a sword at his knee. Back come his saddle, all bloody to see. Back come his steed, but never come he. Riding in the highlands, deep was the way. Riding in the lowland, hard by the Tay. Out come his old mother with feet all so bare. Out come his bonny bride, riding up her hair. Sheep is unshorn, houses are leaking, and the baby's unborn. But Bonnie James Campbell, nowhere can you see, with a plume in his saddle and a sword at his knee. For to home come his saddle, all bloody to see. Home come his steed, but never come he.
Where the Walker runs down into the Carson Valley plain, there lived a maiden, Darcy Farrell was her name. The daughter of old Dundee and fair was she, and the sweetest flower that bloomed o'er the rain. Her voice was sweet as the sugar candy, her touch was as soft as a bed of goose down. Her eyes shone bright like the pretty light that shine in the night out of Yarrington town. She was courted by young Vandermeer, and quite handsome was he, I am to hear. Brought her silver rings and lacy things, and she promised to wed before the snows came that year. But her pony did stumble and she did fall. Her dying touched on the heart of us all. Young Vandy in his pain put a bullet to his brain, and we buried them together as the snows began to fall. Darcy Farrell, where the Truckee runs through. They sing of her beauty in Virginia City, too. At dusty sundown, to her name they drink around. And to young Vandy, whose love was true.
They called the song The 210 Train.
Mm-hmm.
this morning, and the sun refused to shine. I knew my baby left me with a trouble in mind. It rains every morning and evening the same, and it's gonna be a long time till I hear the 2:10 train. Well, I looked out my window and I couldn't keep from crying. I saw the train leaving, take my baby down the line. The driver on that engine, he ain't no friend of mine. Well, he's taken all the women and left the men behind. Well, I won't be leaving Big Bend for another 7 years. Another baby to laugh away your tears. When I get back to Houston, I'm gonna shout and tell about how the Big Bend bottom is a living, burning hell. When your loving baby leaves you, Lord, it makes you feel so bad. About the women and the good times you had. Don't leave me down here, baby, all shackled to a chain. Won't you let me ride down with you all on the 2:10 train? Won't you let me ride down with you all on the 2:10 train?
Yeah.